Marcus, I guess your reaction to Denver trading up to take you. What'd you think?
I was happy, man. I was happy, real happy. When he said that, I got the phone call, and he was coach was like, "Dude, I learned my lesson. You've been waiting long enough." I'm like, "Man, come get me, coach. I won't let y'all down." They're giving me a chance, and I'm happy for that.
Marcus, when you came to Denver to meet with Coach Shanahan, what did you say to kind of sell yourself and your character to him and prove that you had, like you said, learned your lesson?
I just did everything that I could to do damage control. I took drug tests and everything to show that was the same in the past. I had documented that, given that all to all the teams and to the coach. And just by me just showing up and me talking to him one-on-one, showing my personality, and just showing him me. And I'm a good guy. I mean, I haven't gotten any trouble in any arrest. I never been in trouble with the law or anything like that. It's just that marijuana situation that came up my senior year. So, you know, that's the thing in the past. I learned my lesson from that, and I was pretty much done that. He said he believed in second chances, and he said he's going to give me that second chance.
Marcus, could you just explain what happened to led to you getting kicked off the team? The story, I think, was that you signed a contract that had to do with curfews and not going to Jacksonville and all that. Could you just explain that whole situation?
Yeah, I failed my initial drug test. They had put me on a contract that I had a 7 o'clock curfew, and I couldn't go out of town for the rest of the time that I was there. I had to go to 6 days a week rehab class, and just pretty much I practiced by myself, and you know, just I had to do all that for a whole month. I mean, for the rest of the time I was there, and I did it for a whole month, and I all strong, and I thought that everything was going good, and I was playing well, and I figured that they wasn't even stressing that the contract that I signed, it wasn't really that big of a deal, so I went out of town and I started really going showing up to the rehab class because I really felt like I don't need rehab and with that I don't. So and I violated my contract and that's why I was missed on the team.
Where did you watch the national championship game?
Oh, I watched it. Actually, I was in Gainesville at one of my friends' house and I watched the whole game.
So what was that like for you? You know, after the suspension and knowing that. That had been taken away from you watching the game. I'm sure on one hand you were really happy for your teammates, but at the same time, what were you going through?
It was hurting. I mean, just to watch everybody out there and to go through what we went through as a team together, and I wasn't able to be a part of the victory and everything. I mean, that hurt me a lot, but at the same time, I was proud. I knew that they were going to make it. So, I wasn't too bad off of, just being mad and, I hope they only make it, and just I don't like Florida. No. That's definitely not the case. And I was just really mad at myself that I let my team down and the coaches down, you know, because they gave, especially Coach Madison and Coach Meyer, they were hard to give me chances. So I just felt bad about that.
Did you sense when you met with teams, you know, and talked to them about your situation that they were skeptical? And did you think that, you know, something like this was possible with the scenario that I eventually turned out with Denver, you know, in the fourth round?
When I talked to a lot of teams, it was kind of, it was really hard. It was like going to court every day, and it was pretty good to some of them. But Denver and Tennessee, they were the only two teams that seemed like they had, like they were going to give me a second chance. So, but Denver, I talked with coaches, and they felt like that second chances should be deserved. And they think I deserve a second chance, and they gave me a second chance. And I was going to make a good story out of it. It could be a good, trying to happily ever after. That's what we're going to try to do, a Cinderella story out of it.
Marcus, you've been mentioning second chances a lot, but you're aware that the NFL doesn't do that anymore. Is that something that obviously you're aware of, but you've been warned and just said, you know, this is a big chance you're getting right now. Don't blow it again because you had the opportunity of a lifetime ahead of you?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I just feel like I'm already on 2.9 strikes, you know, and anything else is, I'm out, you know, this is my second chance. And NFL, I feel like all that part of what I was doing and taking football for granted and everything, that was in college. And now I'm mature. That made me mature and just not take football for granted. Now I'm just ready to play ball Now I want to have it taken away from me again.
Hey, Marcus, Jarvis Vaughn said you were the best player on that national championship team and that you were probably a top five pick. Did you feel in your eyes you were a top five pick? And how do you respond to dropping to the fourth round?
Well, in talent-wise, I felt like I was, you know. I felt like I am the best D-tackle that came in the draft, you know. I mean, I know that in my heart. But I know that I put myself in a situation that that general manager can't really just go out there and fork out all that money and not knowing whether or not I'm going to be able to play because of thinking that I have a marijuana issue or anything, off-the-field issue, which I understand that. So, I mean, I'm just happy that they gave me the opportunity. I'm cherishing, you know, I'm holding on to that. I mean, I really don't deserve anything, but then they gave me a chance, and I'm not taking advantage of that chance.
Marcus, what's changed with you in the past 6 months as far as, you know, having assurances or giving assurances that you won't get in any trouble again?
Just my eyes are opening up now. I mean, I was looking down one way on the tunnel, you know, just thinking that, oh, nothing can really bad happen. Everything is going well. As long as I keep playing football, playing well, football can't be taken away from me. You know, just stuff like that. It kind of opened my eyes and, like, football ain't going to last forever for me. And by the time that I'm able to play, I want to be out there playing, you know. So, I mean, it made me more focused on what around my company and just everything you do with life, you know, outside of football is a risk, you know. Going to a club or anything can happen. I don't want my name to be put up in anything. So I've pretty much just stopped hanging around people with bad influence that has really nothing going for themselves.
Hey, Marcus, Bates is a guy that likes to initiate that push up the middle. And this is the team that lost its second-best tackler on the line in Michael Myers. So just talk about what you bring to the table as far as your strengths.
Basically, I just take on double teams, stop the run. Definitely pass rush, you know. I'm definitely a real good push up the middle because that's what I feel like I'm a pass rusher, but, you know, I definitely can start the run, take on the double teams, and I do whatever I can. It takes for so I can get me a ring some kind of way. I gotta win me something. I missed out on the SEC championship, the national championship. I got going for the Super Bowl. I ain't gonna miss out on that one.
You said earlier that you didn't maybe take football as seriously as you should have. In a strange way, obviously, you know, you want to be a first round pick, but was this the wake up call you needed to show you how serious you needed to take the game?
Yeah. I just took it for granted, thinking that it's never going to be taken away from me. And that's pretty much, I felt like everything happened for a reason. And who knows, if everything would have worked out, I would have played and went on and been a number three pick in the draft. And I was still probably thinking that nothing touched me when I messed up in the NFL, you know? And just, I'd rather it happen now than later. And I learned from that now, so. My mind is focused, but I'm just ready to get out there on that field and just show people, you know, that character issue, that's not me. That's you won't hear anything about it. Enough of positive stuff out of Marcus Thomas.
Marcus, it's been said that you've been promising teams that you would be willing to forfeit your signing bonus if you test positive again. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's how serious it is, that it's not a problem. You know, I will put up a sign as long as anything. I just want to get out there on that field and play, you know. And I get to play with Jarvis Vaughn and Gerard Warren. It's going to be fun.
Does your agent agree?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
About giving up your signing bonus?
Oh, my agent. Yeah, he knows me, too. He knows it's not a problem. And my agent is my high school coach.
I mean, what do you think it's going to be like for you to go back onto the field during the first mini camp here, after, you know, not really being out with your teammates since 6 months or so, or whatever?
I'm anxious about that. I mean, you know, it's gonna be. I'd say about two. I ain't gonna take much. You know, 2.5 practices. The last half of the final practice, I'm gonna feel like I have it all back.
Yeah, Marcus. Just to clarify, I mean, can you say your partying days are over? Everything, you're going cold turkey on everything, or?
Oh yeah, most of that. I mean, it's really. I from every time I was dismissed from the team, I really have not been doing anything. I mean, I've been going to church and just keeping my faith with the Lord, and everything's working out for me now, you know. And it's not that big of a deal, you know. And when I look back on everything that went down that I was doing, it really is not that serious. And I just want to be out there and be able to play the best sport in the world. It's a blessing.
Okay. Thank you, Marcus.